Hello everybody, my name is Daniel Farmer, and today I'll be discussing the MMA side of things, MMA as a sport, and all that good stuff. The topics of the day include: what is MMA, what sets it apart from sports today, how it has influenced our pop culture and media, the different types of styles, and what is my favorite style. That's going to be the last topic. So going back to the first one, what is MMA? MMA is basically just two guys hanging out in a cage for 15 minutes, beating the crap out of each other. It's really entertaining to watch. It's been around since the dawn of time, I guess, whenever man had to fight each other for their food, the territory. And now, up until now, it's been, I guess, breeded in a way where everything looks clean, classy, but still the same amount of damage is done. Some would even argue more so. The history of the UFC, which is basically the NBA of fighting, goes all the way back to 1993, whenever the first MMA match was held. It was more of a tournament-style fighting, so you would fight maybe three times in one night, and you had to beat all of your opponents to get first place. One of my favorite fighters, Hoist Gracie, won UFC number one, and he was a jiu-jitsu guy. He had a jiu-jitsu background. And he beat all of his opponents, and it was really entertaining to watch. You can go watch him on YouTube, his fights. They're really entertaining, fun to watch. Get the blood pumping, you know. Going on to the second topic, what sets it apart from today's sports and today's era is that in today's sports, or not today's sports, but football, basketball, baseball, MMA is one of the only sports that can be stopped early. You're not going to stop a basketball game early if you're just losing really bad. But if you're losing really bad in MMA, you're getting your head beat in. You got to be stopped early, or else you'll have some serious harm and serious damage done to your body. But in basketball, the only thing that gets really hurt is your pride. In MMA, your pride and your body gets hurt, which sucks. So that's why they got to stop it early. Third topic, how it has influenced our pop culture and our media today is really goes credit to the fighters of the UFC. We can just name a couple off the top of our heads: Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey, Floyd Mayweather. He's not in the UFC, he's a boxer, but still, he's in combat sports too. And people like that who are really good at what they do, who are really good at marketing and talking smack, talking their head off, and really good at entertaining. Ronda Rousey being the first, she was the first female influencer of moral MMA and sports combat. She was in countless news articles, TV shows. She hosted SNL one time. She was in a couple movies, Fast and Furious, Expendables 3, just to name a few. She brought women's MMA into light, and the UFC's women's divisions have been prospering ever since she graced the UFC. So, fourth topic, what are the different styles? There's so many different styles of fighting and sports combat, but the few I'm going to talk about today are jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, and Muay Thai. So, going off, boxing, we all know and love it. It's just punches, no kicks, none of that, just two guys and their hands. Jiu-jitsu, there are no strikes, it's all groundwork. It's one of my favorite styles, it is one of my favorite styles. I've been doing it for 10 years, and all it is just ground fighting. So, chokes, arm locks, submissions, make your person tap out. But don't punch them or kick them, because that's mean. Kickboxing is just like boxing, but you guessed it, there's kicks involved now. And Muay Thai has and utilizes all the 8 points of contact on your body. So 2 hands, 2 feet, 2 elbows, and 2 knees. You can strike with all those. Just to show a little bit of love to the Elizabeth and Cyclone wrestling team. Wrestling, we can talk about wrestling too. Wrestling, there's no strikes, no submissions. You pin your opponent. And that's it, it's kind of boring. Anyway, so, finally, to wrap this all up, what is my favorite style of combat? It's jujitsu. I love it. And it makes me feel better about myself because I'm a smaller person. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to be 200 pounds of pure muscle to choke somebody out. Feels great. Thank you all for listening to my podcast and for bearing with this train wreck. I appreciate it, and I will give all of you 5-star ratings on whatever you did. Good night.